स्वयं में बस पूरे से ज्यादा
हाँ
ग्रजमेन्द्रिया है सेवन मुखे सेवन मुखे ही जीवा दो by serving beginning with the tongue and other senses, but that is spiritual tongue. Then the question arose, then if that is the case, then when is the name mundane name? Answer, when it is chanted with the mundane tongue, then it is only syllables. That way. Very lucid explanations are there. So the spiritual state, divine state, is very subtle and more subtle than anything can be imagined, unimaginable. When you were telling Achinta, it came to me, a very good word. Achinta is usually called inconceivable, but unimaginable is a better word for Achinta. It is not only inconceivable, it is unimaginable. That is Achinta. You cannot imagine. Chinta means think, unthinkable, unimaginable. But it is, and it is more than anything that is conceivable with our present arrangement and instruments. It is more real than anything that is conceivable or imaginable in our present frame of reference. That is the divine plane. And that is only possible through the grace of Holy Guru Vaishnava. And first Vaishnava, above all. And you know, Maharaj, sometimes it comes to my mind to say one thing, because if everything will be understood by the intellect, I'm also looking that problem, seeing that problem, that by by intellect, if we have read this book and I heard this, now I know that. But then again, it will be told another way. Oh, it is different. Oh, I did not know before. Now I know. And then again, it's told another way. Oh, now I know. But this way, some people are getting discouraged. I knew it. Now I didn't know anything. And again another way, again another way, again another way. So that Tarka Pratishthanat in Vedanta Sutra, perhaps the second sutra. The first one is Janmadyasya Chataha, and the second one is Tarka Pratishthanat, I think. Third, Tarka Pratishthanat. Don't try to understand it by Jukti or Tarka, which means reason, logic, argument, intellect. Reason, logic, and argument are symptoms of intellect. But intellect fails there. It is hopeless to try to understand by intellect. Having said that, it also does not follow that what the object to be understood, the divine object to be understood, is therefore a disorganized jungle. It is the origin of everything. It is the origin of intellect, as Srila Maharaj told. The sun, we can see the cloud only because the sun is behind the cloud, in Srimad Bhagavatam, he quoted. We may not see the sun, but the beautiful blue color of the cloud is only possible to see by the light of the sun behind the cloud. In that way. So in the same way, our self is surrounded by some cloud, and that cloud is also going up to intellect, and higher than intellect is ego, that I know. I am. I do, and I know. The intellect, the ego, I do, that is karma. I can do, I have done. That's karma. And I know, that's jnana. So both are clouds, and have to be fanned away and dispelled by serving with that divine consciousness and heart at the time of we are giving ourselves, surrendering ourselves. That is not only a momentary thing, but that is eternal, and we will continue that. That will be our glory, the glory of the jiva. And if it is only a momentary thing, varang muhurtam viditam, if it is only a momentary thing, then that's better than living for millions of years like a tree in Canada, but not having any, not knowing anything about serving the saints. Hare Krishna.
Deva Swami Maharaj. Homage to Paji the Bhakti Sundar Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaj. Kijai. Sushila. Madhura Krishna Prabhu.
Glorify the Lord with a spiritual tongue, if then we must need spiritual ears and heart to receive from the pure devotees?
Ha. Yes. That is given to us. Their encouragement and their love for us, you can say, divine love for us. Visheshwara Prabhu said today, my Guru Maharaj does not see my defects. He always sees me. That is his vision. But that vision is not delirium. If the pure Vaishnava sees everyone in a spiritual vision, it is not his delirium or his hypnosis or something. It is not his mania. He is seeing the factual person and factual things. The person himself cannot see that, but that pure devotee is seeing that. And that will draw us on. But we will not try to consider mundane thereafter. Our habit is to consider mundane. This is mundane, to differentiate always. Sometimes we have heard it very often that Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, always told, try to understand you're not this body, try to understand you're not this body, many times. I used to think many times, Guru Maharaj has come and again he's telling, try to understand you're not this body. Now why is that? Is it because the plane journey was very tiring and he can't think of anything else to say? It cannot be that. He is so tired and he can only tell you're not this body. It must be some reason why he's telling you're not this body. And Prahlad Maharaj in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, I've heard, when it was told Prahlad is a great bhakta, then he said, me? Who, me? A great bhakta? I didn't even tell anything about Krishna to the students in the school. I just told you're not this body. Even the Mayavadis tell that. So even differentiating is a primary concession. There is more beyond that. So to differentiate forever, I'm not this body, I'm what I am, no consideration of that. What I am will have to be the real consideration, higher consideration. Then it will be possible to walk in that world. But if we're always thinking what we're not, it will not be better than Mayavadism. That does not mean that introductory stage given by the Vaishnava is Mayavad. That's not what I'm saying. You understand? I'm not saying that. But it is a stage, and it is necessary to go beyond that stage. That's only the stage of the Gyanis. Atma on Atma. That this is soul, this is matter. That's not enough. If everywhere we have to go to the supermarket and buy some biscuits for Guru Maharaj, and we say, this one is spiritual, this one is material. This one has got some egg, this one has got no egg. Then the whole world, the whole life we will have to spend deciding what is matter and what is spirit. No time left for seva. To hell with it. Just do some seva. No need of thinking so much. Let it go to hell. Whether it is Brahmanism, Kshatriyaism, Vaishnavism, that Mother Indrapuri's verse is very nice. Sandhya vandana bhadramastu bhavato bhosnana tubhyang nama bho deva pitarashchatarpana vidho naham kama kamyatam jatta kvapi nishadja jadava kulottang sasya kamsa dvisha smarang smaram agham harami tadalang manne ke manne name. Oh, my three times a day prayers, three times a day bathing, oh my dear worship to the gods, oh my dear worship to the fathers and the fathers of the fathers, all these rituals and strictures, oh my morning bath, evening bath, noontime bath, forgive me, I cannot do you anymore. please excuse me. And what is the reason? Not that I've become old now, and if I take bath 3 times a day, I'll catch a cold. That's not the reason. The reason is that now, wherever I go, wherever I sit, wherever I go, wherever I may be, that great, the jewel of Jodu dynasty and slayer of Kangsa, he is always coming in my heart, smaram, smaram, aghang harami. And by that, always coming in my heart and remembering him, all my sin is being cast out, thrown out. I think that's enough for me. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained it, that if you sit 3 times a day and do a little, now I shall do my job. Next time, 12 o'clock, again a little, 3 minutes. Now I shall do my, just 3 minutes here, 3 minutes here. What is that? If you're doing all the time, remembering, then that 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the middle, and 3 minutes in the night, that does not mean he will throw that away and he will say, now I am a Paramahamsa, so I don't have to do anything. That is not the meaning given there, that we shall do anything and everything. But the meaning is, if we do also that, if we try, begin to do those things and do that faithfully, the great bright day will come one day, then every second we have got in our heart that beautiful son of Nanda. Every second. And therefore 3 minutes, oh, that is 3 minutes, that's very nice. I'm very happy. But I'm still doing that every second. It is to be done. It is to be done somewhere. Somebody asked Srila Swami Maharaj, why are you asking us to chant 16 rounds? He said, you can chant unlimited rounds. But I'm only asking you to chant at least so many Harinam, so you will not stop. At least chant minimum this much. Because if I don't tell something, then you will not chant anything. It is only a prescription. But Nam, Vaikuntha Nama Gahanamashish, Agaharang Vidu. That Vaikuntha Nam, unlimited name. Vaikuntha means unlimited, huh? But Gahanamashish, Ashish Agaharang, the unlimited name will destroy unlimited sins. So 16 rounds may destroy 16 sins, or what? But unlimitedly, unlimited sin is gone, out. But we are limiting, our disease is measuring and limiting. Anaya miyate iti maya. Maya means to measure. So for we have the disease of measuring. So measure, first, now you measure, you have capacity for measuring, so measure your serving. At least I shall try this much, I shall try this much, my Gurudev told me this much. Try at least that much. Don't make yourself mad, and don't make yourself dead with austerity, and don't go crazy, but try something at least, a little bit ABC this. Oh yes, I shall try. Oh, that's very nice. And another world is there, which is unlimited. Then counting is no longer necessary. But that will not mean, now I'm no longer necessary, I can do anything. Not that. But it is introductory and necessary stage for us all. And so much so it is necessary that even Raghunath Das Goswami, I heard from Srila Maharaj, he, although he is Prayojan Acharya, means the Acharya, the teacher, guide for Braja Rasa, Vrindavan, divine love. Although he is that head of the whole teachings of Prema, he always showed himself as Sadhaka, never as I am in Raga Marga. Do you want some Raga Marga? Please have a cup of tea. Not like that. Now you're in Raga Marga, you can do anything. Not that. But he showed himself, he will give dandabhats. How many dandabhats? Today I did 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, some more must do. Give dandabhats. Here is another Vaishnava. Now I have done 1,000 dandabhats. Okay, now my day's work is okay. Like that. Like sadhaka. Counting. And Mahaprabhu also showed that. With a dori or something, the string, counting. I'm counting so many names. They showed as sadhaka, not as siddha, not as perfect. And it is for our benefit and of benefit of all the sincere souls.
Hari Shri Krishna, Hari 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 Krishna
That's spoken by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On his tongue always, the Hare Krishna name was always dancing and appearing on his name, and on his waist, very effulgent. It is some cord, string perhaps, but that is white, brilliant, and he is counting. And then on the waist, counting. Eyes, wide lotus eye, lotus eye, petal eye means that eye goes to the ear.
Very big, big eye.
No space here.
Both
Reaching to the knees, ajanulambita. The hands, if you stand up and put your hands here, they will not go here, they will go here, to the knees. When he come, when he'll come into the view of my vision once again, will it be so? Will I be blessed again that way?
In the Kali Yuga, avatar happened or not? Then Mahaprabhu said that his symptoms of avatar is his presence.
Who is avatar? He not will say, I am avatar. And never will hear from him. But who is expert, who knows this scriptural purport, he will see avatar happen or not. And symptoms will say him, yes or not. This way Sanatana Goswami asked to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu also avoiding way give answer to Sanatana. Yeah, just now avatar is happened or not. Then Sanatana direct come and told, Prabhu, I am thinking now it has happened already. You say by your lotus mouth it is. Then Mahaprabhu said, I hate your diplomacy. Prabhu kahe chaturali charo sanatan shaktyave shavatalir sunahavar nal. I hate your diplomacy.
But actually who is the diplomacy? Remarkable the word.
Sanatana Goswami's character is very marvelous. Devotee's character. Maharaj can explain this very nicely, I heard. And that is meanings of Diksha also. It has come very clear way, come out. Really, Bhakta, when offering himself to the lotus feet of Krishna, if Krishna will accept him, then his all work is finished there already. Not necessary to again and again to surrender. Once surrender is surrender already. That sloka, Krishna tomar hao jodi bale agbar maya bandho hoti Krishna tale karen par. I am your this consciousness, with this full consciousness, if anybody surrendered to Krishna, and if Krishna will accept him, then a mud of mundanity, maybe sometimes we can see with him, but it must go out from him, leave him. When somebody crossed the open, cross over the river, and going the bank of river, the middle portion, something mud, we are seeing in the river. When he is passing that, some mud, some must be with him also. That is the mud of mundanity. And it will go immediately. Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, his commentary about bhakti yoga, it is very strong. But I have got, if I think, that is my foolishness. Really, who will get it? He cannot think I have got. But strong faith must live with him. Strong faith can give everything, that is. And this position of the sadhu, or that position of the devotee, what will think that devotee? Krishna strongly said it in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Apichet sudurācāro bhajate mām ananya bhāg sādhureva samantabhya sammak bhavoshito viṣa. If you see a real sadhu, but some noise in his behavior, or only behavior, no?
Achar
means?
Yes.
Behavior. Practicing. If you see there some thing noise and bad, but you don't consider as a mundane way, that devotee. And sudurācāro means very difficult to understand, sudurācāro. And we do not want to say also that. That is, it can take us some wrong way sometimes. Especially, who will claim I am saint, who will claim I am sadhu, for him it is very restricted. If my feeling is that, I cannot become sadhu. Mahaprabhu said, Sikhastakam Nayanam galadasru dharaya badanam gadagada ruddhaya gira pulakair nichitang bapuh kada tavanam grahane bhavishyati. Mahaprabhu, tini nije harinam sankirtane pravartak.
He is the inaugurator.
Harinam sankirtan. And when Mahaprabhu taking harinam, always he is crying, sometimes with full joyfulness, and sometimes separation from the harinam.
Deep sorrowness.
And his body always showing some
signs
of ecstasy. But that Mahaprabhu telling, when it will come to me, already with him, that symptoms. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya
seeing that symptom, sarvabhauma bhattacharya, realize that it is only possible who is the highest devotee of Krishna, body, this symptom only possible.
Highest of the high.
Highest of the high position, that bhakta's symptom I am looking in Chaitanya Deva. And he took from Jagannath temple to his body, to his house, only seeing that symptom. But that Mahaprabhu, he is
the father of
Sankirtan. He is telling, when I will get it, these symptoms in my body, I am pulakair nichitanga bhapuk kadatava nama grahane bhavishyati. Then Mahaprabhu also said, I have not got it. Actually, what you are looking in my body, it is I am showing to you. I want to show me as a good bhakta. That is you are looking in my body. It is I am cheating, I think, to others. But I cannot control myself. That is, it is coming. But it's also I am thinking it is cheating. It is not possible to come in my body. That is, I am not a pure devotee of Krishna. If I am a pure devotee of Krishna, which way I am living without Krishna? That's feeling coming to Mahaprabhu. And that type of bhakta, glorification in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is very super thing. We cannot understand what is what. That is the Krishna conception, given by Krishna, taken by Krishna, glorifying by Krishna, everything there. We are saying the Krishna is every higher playing. Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetar Purvartan. Kali Yuga Dharma Hari Naam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetar Purvartan.
The religion of the age is Nama Sankirtan, chanting holy name, and nobody can inaugurate that or bring that to the world without the energy of Krishna's power.
Then Krishna himself will appear time to time. When necessity, Krishna will come and Krishna will take the devotee. That is, we are considering Guru as Krishna. But actually, fact, we consider two way. One, it is real. Another thing, Gurus have owned some personal form. That's, we can say, personality. And that is service life, form of service, seva vigraha. I compose about Guru Maharaj. Maharaj is slow. Can remember, no? Seva san siddhi vigraha.
Seva.
Very nice slow. When this slow come out, I cannot understand. I compose. Then I am thinking, what is the meaning? Yes, it is. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Matottama Sthapayitta Gurun Gaura Radha Govinda Vigrahan Prakashayati Chatmanam Seva Sanghiddhi Vigraha. I am trying to compose. It is necessary to compose something. Then that time I was very disturbed, many way. But it's also my duty, nobody will do. Then as soon as possible I shall try to finish my duty. This way I am writing only. I am not thinking what I am writing. But writing when coming out, I am looking that, I am very satisfied.
Writing delirious.
Yes. Which way? Prakashayati chatmanam seva saṃsiddhi vigraha. The union in separation, temple's name. There is a union, which way? Now, as a deity form, come out in our front, Guru Maharaj. This is the meanings. But he installed the deity, Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda Sundar, Gandharva Govinda Sundar. Not only that, he made Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math, he organized Chaitanya Saraswati Math, and he made a new temple for his deity, Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar, and he arranged all the service for the deities, for the devotees, and for the Math. And lastly, he himself appeared as a form of deity in this temple. Very nice. Which way it's come out? After composing, I am astonished when I am seeing that. Very nice. Sometimes singers, when he is singing song, and tune coming very nice way, and he is telling, very nice, very nice. My position is like that. He cannot digest that happiness. From him also it is coming out. Very nice. Anyhow, Jaya Om Krishna Vasudeva Bhakti Rakasida Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai. Jai Srivad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Samaveda Vaishnav Mandali Ki Jai. All the Australian devotees Ki Jai. Gaur Paramanande Hari. Yes. Yaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabho Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabho Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Girivara Dhari. Bihari. Jai Yashoda Nandana, Jai Braja Jana Ranjana, Jai Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya 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 Jaya
Yashoda Nandana Jai Braja Jana Ranjana Braja Jana Ranjana Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yugacharya Bhajyashtra Sastri Srimad Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiv Ki Jai Jai Vishwamad Paramahansa Paripraya Yugacharya Sastri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sastri Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Gaur Kishore Das Bhaji Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai Srimad Jagannath Das Bhaji Maharaj Ki Jai Sarup Ramananda Haridas Adi Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sapasa Sriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Vahad Paramahansa Paripraja Gajati Vajjastu Trasadasya Srimadesi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Rupanuka Guru Varga Ki Jai Parinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samveda Vaishnava Mandali Ki Jai Samveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Prabhanande Hare Hare
I don't know.